Temagami Council is considering how best to address the future needs of the community for a banking outlet after the Scotiabank branch is closed next July. At Temagami's November 9 council meeting, Councillor Carol Lowry stated her view that a committee is probably needed to address the issue. Mayor Dan O'Meara said he has asked Deputy Mayor Jamie Koistinen to take the lead on the subject and to work with Economic Development Officer John Chimko, who will look for alternatives. O'Meara added that he has sent emails to local members of parliament regarding the situation. Koistinen said information is being gathered at this time. "We are not at a point to make any decisions," she said, noting Scotiabank's decision to close its Temagami branch was only received by council a week earlier. She added that not all residents had received notice of the closure as of the November 9 meeting. "While some contacts have already been made about possible solutions, we were just trying to get a jump on gathering information," she continued. She did not express any view that Scotiabank's decision could be reversed or extended. "It was a done deal, the way it comes across," she said of the bank's notice. At the time of the November 9 meeting, a discussion had also not yet taken place with Temagami First Nation, O'Meara noted. "Hopefully at some point, one of the smaller credit unions will come through," she said. Chimko suggested a package should be prepared to present to any party interested in setting up a banking outlet in the town. He also suggested a town hall meeting in January or February, by which time more parameters will have been determined. Chimko proposed that he could prepare a report for council with recommendations moving forward. Darlene Rowe is a local journalism initiative reporter with the Temiskaming Speaker. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.